In this passage, Paul is trying to show the Corinthians how much greater the new covenant is, freedom through Christ, than the old covenant, adherence to the law. He is referring to a story in the Old Testament found in Exodus 34:29-35. Moses had gone to the top of Mount Sinai, where God gave him the Ten Commandments. He spent 40 days on the mountain with God, and when he came down, Moses' face was glowing, because he had been in the presence of the glory of God. The closest I've gotten to this is that sometimes when I'm preaching really hard, my face might start glowing with sweat. I used to think, when I read this story, that Moses put on the veil to protect the people from the fear-inspiring glory of God on his face. But if we look more closely at the text, we see that he used the veil not to protect the people, but to keep them from seeing that the glory was fading. Even Moses, after seeing the glory of God, didn't want others to know he was losing the image. Paul then makes a comparison, 2 Corinthians 3:14-16. When the Old Covenant was read, the Jewish people who didn't believe could not see the truth. Why? Because their unbelief blinded them like a veil. But anyone who turns to Christ understands the truth, because he removes this veil and reveals God's glory. You might wonder how this passage applies to us today. Well, most of us put on a veil of some kind or another to hide the truth about ourselves. We've become skilled at filtering our lives, showing others only what we want them to see. This is similar to what Paul implies Moses did. He hid from the people the fact that God's glory was fading away. This tendency is part of our sinful nature. When we're insecure, when we don't feel good about ourselves, and perhaps most of all, when we sin, instead of confessing, which would set us free and heal us, we tend to hide, to put on a veil, to filter our lives. This behavior goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve sinned against God. They didn't immediately say, "God, we're so sorry, we shouldn't have done that." No. Genesis 3:7-10 says they were ashamed because they realized they were naked. They were afraid, so they covered themselves with fig leaves and hid, perhaps thinking something like, "We don't want God to see the real us." All of us behave in similar ways, whether on social media or in other relationships. We create various versions of ourselves in order to impress, manipulate, or control others as much as possible. So how can we find the courage to remove our veils, reveal the truth about ourselves, and experience the freedom to be ourselves? Paul tells us, "Whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away." 2 Corinthians 3:16-18. We can't do this by ourselves. Only Christ can take away the veil. 3.6. Toby or not Toby? I feel very thankful that I found freedom from something I hid behind a veil for too long. I was in bondage to the approval of people. But by the power and grace of God, I now have total and complete freedom about my toes. It's true. I have caveman feet. I wear size 12 shoes, and about 40% of my feet is toes. My toes are so big, each one has a unique personality. For as long as I can remember, my toes have been my worst physical feature. I was so embarrassed about them that I went to a lot of trouble to keep them hidden. My wife, Amy, and I are in complete agreement about this policy. I could never ask for a better wife, but even she says, "Craig, I love everything about you. You are perfect in every way. I love you from the top of your head to the bottom of your ankles." She knows my feet are the ugliest ever. Sometimes she'll remind me, "Be sure you put socks on before you come into our..."